and a good morning to you.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Hey.
Here's the good news.
It is a wonderful Thursday installment of
Necessarily the News.
That is right. Here with your two roving reporters. We're not like Cronkite and Rather, more like maybe Donnie and Marie. Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers, wherever you may
right
be
out. Hey,
watching
what happened?
On our Hank Facebook Live. Tonight's lead story, a bit of a Trump date, as kind of backed off and cooled his jets a little bit. And there are reports there is already a deal in place, as President Trump yesterday over there in Switzerland, kind of slowing his roll on the whole Greenland thing, because he and NATO have, quote, formed the framework of a future deal with respect to Greenland. Says it's more like a concept of a deal. Of course, he loves the art of the deal.
Well, yeah.
And that the sovereignty of Greenland and Denmark would not be at stake. In other words, we might get what we want out of the whole thing. He addressing all of this, you know, yesterday. Also, interestingly, yesterday, when he was addressing the whole crowd, he's over there in Switzerland, which their official language is actually German over there. And
then after the war, which we won it big. Without us, right now, you'd all be speaking German and a little Japanese, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, one out of two ain't bad. Yeah, so looks like that might be working itself out.
So who wants to be a sex symbol at the age of 84? Well, Martha Stewart giving play-by-play tips. She shared her 16-step morning beauty routine with Vogue magazine, not to mention how to take the perfect selfie. Of course, all this is very important in this new modern world. She says you got to learn to do a nice makeup regimen, then fluff your hair right beforehand. Look up for a nice jawline and neckline. Make sure that the lighting is good. And hold your phone and take a shot. You can do kissy lips, pouty lips, sexy eyes. And that is your world-class selfie. She also has $400 million. So looking good might be a little bit easier with that kind of disposable income.
There you go. Well, thank you, Martha,
thank
for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I do appreciate it.
Yeah, so does our social media department. Wherever they may be. A couple of cancellations in advance of the weekend, and that will include Billy Bob's whole slate. Ted Nugent was supposed to be on the stage setting things on fire tomorrow night. They scrapped that show, Ted Nugent said, because of the weather. And he may have some cat scratch fever. We're not sure. It's not time of year for that yet.
He brings his crossbow everywhere he goes, too.
Well, good, because it's safety first. Pat Green was supposed to be there Saturday night, and that has been canceled, they're saying. So they've already got a bunch of scheduled shows, so it's going to be hard to fit them back in. But at some point they will. So refunds will be processed there with Billy Bob's Texas and the like. And also the cheerleading competition that has been going on over in the Fort Worth Convention Center. That looks to be at least affected for teams, they say, that cannot travel. They can perform as a team virtually. So they can do it that way.
Go, team, go, go, team, go.
I don't know how you fit a pyramid that way virtually.
And Flyers never going to make it.
Plus, you know, they're going to freeze out there wearing what they wear.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You know, I mean, gee whiz, kids. You're trying to get your kids dressed up for the warm weather. They're out there wearing their cheerleader stuff. Bless their hearts. So that's a couple of cancellations. We'll have more on that. School and more coming up.
KB,
Yeah? You've
done it again.
What do we do?
Proving once again that you are a serious trailblazer in the world of everything entertainment. Another big celebrity is following your lead and making it official. Vanna White tying the knot with her boyfriend of 14 years. Now, his name is John. They're official, sharing the news on Instagram. Of course, she still looks phenomenal, was wearing a sassy, bejeweled white dress, and her groom is holding her up. The biggest question here is, how is she still wearing stilettos at the age of 68? We've got questions. Congratulations, Vanna.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give our love to Seacrest.
Yeah, they've been
out.
They've been together a while, right?
14 years.
So
that's two felonies wearing off.
One could say that she finally bought a vow.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Did I complete the puzzle? Thank you, Pat. Well, yesterday we told you that William Shatner was seen in L.A. driving around. He was at a stoplight, but that he was eating cereal while he was driving, like a bowl of cereal, spoon, milk, cereal. Well, it turns out we got.
Oh.
It is all a part of what will be a Super Bowl commercial featuring William Shatner, brought to you by Kellogg's. Here at Not Necessarily the News, we pride ourselves in authentic journalism. And when we don't hit the mark, we definitely want to blame the internet. Thank you. We have been corrected.
So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but none of us are getting any younger.
Yay.
Everyone wants to stay youthful, fun, and look good. So is the key exercise, supplements, sleep, water? Oh, no. One longevity expert says it's actually you've got to get to two-stepping. His name is Dan Butner and believes that partying can lead to a longer life for a variety of reasons. Dancing creates social bonds. It's great physical activity and calls it a, quote, beautiful, virtuous circle. Now, the guy does have some credibility behind all this. He studies different areas of the world where people live to be 100 years old.
Wow. And they love to party. All right.
I mean, the problem is there. You have to live to be 100. That's a lot of work, isn't it?
I think...
Everyone's invited.
I think we should do it right there. Ooh. All right. I'll call up DJ Cliff.
The bride said it.
Congratulations. It was quite the party at the Grand Ole Opry. Greatness of Susie Boggess, finally. She's been performing at the Opry since like 89, but Susie Boggess, officially now the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. Salute to her. And Reba was celebrated and honored there for her 40th anniversary of being a Grand Ole Opry member by receiving from none other than Terry Clark a corn dog bouquet.
Oh.
Yeah, if you remember a little while ago, there was something about Reba online that she really, really loved corn dogs. And I guess they didn't forget that. So congratulations to both of them. And then congratulations to the kids. Because in some North Texas schools around the area, they are once again teaching cursive. Yeah.
Ooh.
After many, many years of just being sidelined and, you know, pretty much Gen Alpha onward, question marking anything that was written previously in a very swirly-like fashion. Cursive, coming back to it, which is good because without it...
Right now you'd all be speaking German and a little Japanese, perhaps.
Probably.